Good morning. It's a Monday. Hopefully you're having yourself a wonderful day. If you're listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9, coming up in 10 minutes about, we've got your chance to win Jonas Brother tickets. You get to meet the band and possibly fly away to see them in a secret location yet to be determined. So if you're a Joe Bro fan, like Live the Web Girl, and you're actually eligible because you don't work on the show, then less than 10 minutes from now, your chance to get hooked up with that. Okay, let's get into the expiration date debate. Ooh, I just came up with it. I like it. 833-563-2539. What is your, I guess, limit or your rule when it comes to how expired you will go? And that could be anything, just when there's an expiration date on it. Or maybe certain things vary and you got a different opinion. 833-563-2539. And I'm really curious. We have opinions and thoughts. But if you actually know, you're like, guys, trust me, I work for food places or whatever, and this is what it means. Please, if you're an expert of that sort, hit a brother up, hit a sister up, 833-563-2539. For myself, I'll go a long time, guys.
Like, how long is long?
It's more of a smell than a date.
Ew, are you serious?
Yes. For example, milk, if it says that it expired today, if tomorrow or the day after or a week, as long as it I mean, you know what smells rotten and what smells okay. If it's not rotten, it's okay. Why are you looking like you're getting sick to your stomach?
Because I do not mess with dairy at all. I won't even go a day because it's not worth it. It'll jack up your stomach.
What do you mean it'll jack up your stomach?
Well, like if you eat yogurt that's a week expired, I don't trust it. Or cheese.
Mackenzie, do you remember when you and I worked together in Portland? I was eating healthy and I had some strawberries. And do you remember like one of the strawberries had a little bit of fuzz on it? So like I just threw that one away and I ate the rest. Oh, terrible mistake. My stomach, I had the bubblies for like...
The bubblies? For, he said that makes it sound cute.
For 48 hours.
But it's so bad.
It should be fine, though. Like one bad berry won't ruin the whole bunch, right?
It sure did.
Okay, I'm reading online.
I got the berry gut.
I don't know how trusted this is, but it says ground meat, you can go 1 to 2 days past the date. Beef, 3 to 5 days. Eggs, 3 to 5 weeks. That doesn't sound right. 3 to 5 weeks? Beyond the expiration?
They're in a shell. What's the problem with egg?
So like
what's going to get in there?
Sell by date, I guess, is what they're talking about.
I mean, and if you wait long enough, you got yourself a little chicken, nugget right there, actually, already grown out.
But it's so not worth it. I would say things in the pantry, obviously, just they're not going to hurt you. They'll just taste gross. Like, crackers that are stale. I mean, who really cares? But I feel like stuff in the fridge will really jack you up.
833-563-2539. Don calling in, kind of not talking about food, but something else. What do you got for expiration date?
Morning, Joe.
Yo, what up? What did you want to say?
I was calling about over-the-counter medicine.
Does that expire? Because there's dates on it.
They do have expiration dates on them, but they don't actually expire. They tend to just lose their potency. But what will happen is if you buy a box of, say, Claritin, you could have that for multiple years before you would use the whole box. So in order to get you to buy more, they put an expiration date on there so that you'll go out and buy more.
Now, do you work in the industry? How do you know this little dirty little secret?
Well, my mother did for years, and she's a big one of not throwing things away, especially vitamins, things of that nature. But that's what she's always said is they do that so that you'll buy more.
That is so interesting.
Thank you, Dawn.
Sunscreen you have to watch because you need that, obviously, to work. This is a general rule, too, for makeup. Women don't realize, like, your mascara and stuff you need to throw away after 3 months. Eyeliner, eyeshadow every 6 months.
Why does makeup go bad?
It expires because of the products inside of it. And ladies, or men, if you wear it, your foundation powder you should get rid of. Only keep for a year or less. And obviously, wash your brushes on the reg so you don't get bacteria.
That's
food expires, makeup expires. You got to watch that stuff.
Wow, okay. Live the Web Girl, you're like the healthiest eater on the show. Do you have any food expiration things? You're like, absolutely not.
For food, I do not go anywhere near the expiration date. I don't joke around about that. It doesn't matter if it's dry food, solid food, liquid, refrigerated, not refrigerated. The only thing that I have used that was expired, which wasn't that great, was a love glove. But hey, it worked out in the end.
How expired was it?
It was pretty expired. We'll just leave it at that.
Wait, that's like so out of left field.
I know. I didn't even know those things had an expiration date.
Oh, they do. And you're really not supposed to mess around with it.
So does this mean there could be a little Liv running around somewhere?
No. Little Liv would have been like 3 by now.
God, I certainly hope
so
not.
That is so intense. Well, things on clearance also, obviously they're on clearance for a while, especially, or for a reason, especially food and stuff like that. I mean, Like expired candy.
I just, you guys are wasters. There, I said it. You're wasters. I hate
how far
that
would
word
you go, Joe? Like your favorite food. How far would it be expired?
It's all within reason. Like my mother-in-law, she's crazy. Like I went there for some to have a salad when I went and visited one
salad
Sunday.
Salad dressings are the worst.
No,
people let them expire.
She had like Italian dressing, one of my faves. It was like 2 years old. I'm like, okay.
You used it?
Yeah, it didn't taste that good. It was a big no-no. If you got anything, 833-563-2539.